Welcome back to Voicing the Gen Z Vibe, a podcast for curious minds, conscious leaders, and anyone tuning into the new wave of workplace energy. This is season one, the Gen Z energy shift. And in this season, I unpack what's really behind the Gen Z reputation, from quietness to clarity, and what it means to show up with purpose, not performance. Let me start with the real moment. Last year, I led a cross-functional workshop where a senior leader walked into the room, looked really sharp, had a strong voice, very polished. But here's what happens next. The Gen Z employees in that room did not light up. They did not lean in. They went neutral. It wasn't because they didn't respect the title. It was because they didn't feel the energy matched the intention. And that's what we are going to talk about today. Unlike previous generations who were conditioned to equate authority with effectiveness, Gen Z leads and follows differently. They're not just asking, "What's your title?" They're asking, "Can I feel your clarity? Are you present with me? And do your words match your actions and your vibration?" This generation, it scans for coherence. They can read tone, your authenticity, and alignment, not resumes. They don't just blindly follow power. What they align with and follow is energetic congruence. Let me give you a couple more field moments. At one point, a Gen Z employee told me, "When a leader enters the room with rush energy, I just shut down. I don't even care if they are the CEO." And then another one said, "The moment I feel a mismatch, when a manager says, 'Take your time,' but they are clearly stressed, I stop trusting the message and I stop trusting them." Both of these examples, they show us that Gen Z doesn't need you as leaders to be perfect, but they need you to be present and genuine. So what can you do as leaders? Here are a few things that I have seen work. Do an energetic grounding before speaking. What does that mean? Take 30 seconds to breathe before a one-on-one. Your nervous system sets the tone, which is what Gen Z understands and aligns with. Mirror with your intention. Ask yourself, do my words match my actions and my energy in this very moment? And if it does not, pause, regroup. The third thing you can do, transparency over performance. If you are overwhelmed, say it, be real. Gen Z respects vulnerability far more than scripted calmness. And last but not the least, curiosity is your currency. Move away from telling and shift towards asking. Don't go by saying, "Here's what we will do," and change that with, "What do you sense is missing?" You see, the old leadership model said, command, control, communicate. But for us as leaders to work in cohesion with Gen Z, we must ground, we must guide, and we must co-create. Because Gen Z isn't hard to lead. They're just asking us and requesting us to lead differently, in alignment with them. And they are here to upgrade our presence, not our pitch decks. Until next time, stay aligned and stay coherent.